Hello, my name is Brian Hartgen. This article originated from my website, which is the Portable Player Portal, where we discuss accessing portable media devices such as the Victor Reader Stream. And the website address, if you'd like to visit it, is www.hartgen.org. That's O-R-G. There will be other articles in this series being made available in future weeks. Version 1.1 of the firmware for the Victor Reader Stream portable media device has now been released by the manufacturing company Humanware, and it contains some fantastic improvements. Perhaps the most noteworthy of these is support for playing books downloadable from the Audible website, using Format 4 only, but that's the highest quality Audible offer. Later in this series of audio items, I'll discuss what I think about the Audible support, together with how to ensure your Victor Reader Stream, and more specifically, your SD memory card, is Audible ready. But for now, I'll concentrate on how to update the firmware in your player to the latest release. In order to do this, you will need your Victor Reader Stream, a computer with an internet connection, the USB cable supplied with your player, the power cord, again provided with the stream, a secure digital memory card, onto which ordinarily data would be stored, such as books, music or text files, and possibly an SD card reader. As you may have learned from my website, the transfer of files is far quicker if you can place the files you wish to copy to the stream onto an SD card using an external card reader. But for the purposes of this exercise, we will update the firmware of the player with the device itself connected directly to the computer with the USB cable provided. Before we download the firmware from the Humanware website, we have to decide where we're going to store the file temporarily before we update the Victor Reader Stream. It is recommended that the firmware is initially downloaded to a location on the computer's hard disk. So what we'll do is we'll actually create a folder specifically for the purpose in the event that you ordinarily don't have a specific folder into which you would download files. So using my computer, I'm going to first of all, press the Windows key with R to go to the Run dialog.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
I'm going to type C colon and press Enter.
Folder view list view.
Here's where all my primary folders are stored. I'm going to create a new folder here called Download. I'm going to go to the File menu by pressing Alt-F.
Menu, New Submenu, W.
I'm going to press Enter on New, which is the first menu item. If by any chance it's not the first menu item, press the down arrow key until you reach New, and then press Enter. The shortcut key is W if you want to activate the new item that way.
Folder F.
Irrespective of how we've activated new, the first item is folder. I'm going to press enter.
New folder 18/11.
And I'm going to type download. And press enter because it's asking me for the folder name.
Folder view list view download 18/11.
And that's the folder created. Now I'm going to press Alt-F4 to exit the folder list.
JAWS.
I'll now start Internet Explorer.
Leaving menus. Windows Internet Explorer connecting ... new tab page. 100%. Google search edit.
I'll now press Control O.
Open dialog. Type the internet address of a document or folder and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Oh.
And I'll type www.hartgen.org/stream.html. I'll just press Enter.
Page has 8 headings and 7 links. Victor Reader Stream, Victor.
I'm now going to bring up my list of links. Hopefully you'll be familiar with how you would do that with your particular screen reader.
JAWS dialog, links list dialog, links list view, download the latest firmware for the stream, version 1.1, and obtain documentation relating to it, 1 of 7.
Okay, I didn't put a direct link to download the firmware because it's very important that you do read the documentation, and we'll explore that in just a moment. But the first link on this page, in the list of links which I now have in focus, is the one that I want. So I'm going to press enter on that.
1%. 100%. page has 3 headings and 34 links. Victor.
Okay, we have 3 headings and 34 links on this page. Some of those links, as I say, relate to documentation. Because one or two screen readers do not have the ability to move by heading, you may like to use your screen reader's find facility in order to find 1.1. So what we want is the facility where you can actually search for specific text on a page. I'm using JAWS, so I can press Control F to do that.
Virtual find.
And I'm going to type 1.1 and press Enter.
Bullet link version 1.1 English.
This is the firmware version 1.1 English. If I arrow down...
Bullet link version 1.0.3 English.
That was the previous release of the firmware. We don't want that.
List N.
Okay, let me just keep arrowing down.
Blank. Documentation.
And here we have the documentation.
Blank. List of 6 items. Bullet link user guide version 1.1 HTML.
That's the HTML version of the user guide, and it's very useful because you can activate this link and you'll get a web page containing, I think, 80 headings in total. This is a really good way of being able to refer to the instructions while using the Victor Reader Stream itself to perhaps play some of your favorite books or text files.
Bullet link user guide version 1.1 doc.
That's the Microsoft Word formatted version of the Victor Reader Stream user guide.
Bullet link FAQs HTML.
We have frequently asked questions about the Victor Reader Stream in general.
Bullet link FAQs doc.
A Word version of that.
Bullet link what's new in version 1.1 HTML.
What's new in version 1.1? If you're particularly interested in the Audible support, I suggest you activate this link and you read section 5 in particular.
Bullet link what's new in version 1.1 doc.
And there's the Microsoft Word version of that.
Blank. List N.
And that's the items in total. We need to up arrow back to the firmware now because that's what we want to download.
Bullet link version 1.1 English.
I'm going to press Enter on that.
1%. 100%. File download. Dialog. Do you want to open or save this file? Name. KN303VRC1115.zip.
I'm going to make sure I'm on the Save button.
Cancel button to act.
I'm not. I'm going to press Shift Tab.
Save button. Alt plus S.
Press Space Bar.
Save as dialog. File name. Edit combo. KN303VRC1115.zip.
I need to press Home in order to move to the beginning of the file name. And I'm going to type C:\download. Because that's my folder, backslash, and now I've got the file name. If I just read the current line here...
See download KN303VRC1115.zip.
That's fine. And it is a zipped file, so we need to deal with that in just a second. I'll just press Enter.
Close this dialog box when download completes.
And if I just silence that in just a few seconds, hopefully...
24%.
We should have the file downloaded to our computer, and you can hear the progress
51%.
Indicator, which JAWS is reading out at the moment.
78%. 98%.
We're almost
99%.
Through.
100%. Victor Reader Stream.
And we have the firmware downloaded to the computer. You now need to make sure that the Victor Reader Stream is connected to a wall outlet, to the electricity, and also connect the USB cable from the computer to the Victor Reader Stream itself. Now I'm going to power on the Victor Reader Stream.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Player connected.
It said, welcome to Victor Reader Stream. Player
auto
connected.
Play dialogue.
And we have the autoplay dialogue which has appeared. That may or may not appear depending upon how you've got your computer set up. But at the moment, my computer is showing me a series of items.
Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 1.2.
Open folder to view files is the default. I'm just going to close that window down because I want to show you what would happen if that dialog box did not appear.
JAWS.
So I'm now going to press the Windows key and E to enter Windows Explorer.
Computer folder view list view not selected Vista C1.
Depending upon your Windows operating system, you may need to press Tab at this point in order to get into the list view, but I'm using Windows Vista on this computer, and so I've actually got the list view in focus. I'm going to press the down arrow until I hear the name of my Kingston SD card.
Kingston D.
Which actually is on drive D on this computer. I'm going to press Enter on that.
Folder view list view not selected $VR audible 01/11.
And I have my different folders on this particular card. Don't worry if you already have books and files stored on the card. We're not going to disturb those in any way. All we're going to do is to add the firmware, and we're going to delete it from the card afterwards. I'm now faced with a list of folders on the card. I'm going to open another Windows Explorer window right now by again pressing the Windows key and E.
Computer, folder view, list view, not selected, Vista C, 1 of 5.
That's where my download folder is, but you may need, if you're using Windows XP anyway, to press the tab key so that you're in the list of drives on your computer, and make sure that you're focused on drive C. That is the first item in my list, so I'm going to press the space bar to select that.
Vista C.
And then I'm going to press enter.
Folder view, list view.
I'm going to locate my download folder by pressing D.
Download.
There's my download folder. I'll press enter.
Folder view, list view, not selected, Kyan 303 VRC 1115.zip 1 of 1.
Sound familiar? That's the zip file that we're wanting. I'm going to press the space bar.
Kyan 303 VRC 1115.zip.
To select that, I'm going to press enter to open up that file.
Folder view, list view, not selected, VR303V02.UPG, UPG file 8484KB.
There's my firmware. I'm going to press the space bar to select that.
VR303V0.
And the control key to silence the speech. We don't want to hear all that again. I'm going to press control C to copy that to the clipboard.
Copied selection to clipboard.
I'm going to alt tab back over to my memory card.
Kingston D.
Kingston D.
Kingston D. Folder view.
It's likely to be E on your computer, or even another letter. I'm going to press Control V to paste the firmware file directly onto the card. Remember, because we have the stream directly connected to the computer, it may take some time.
Paste it from clipboard. Calculating time remaining. ... Cancel button. 99%. 100%.
And that took about 1.5 minutes to transfer, if that, so it wasn't too bad really, was it? If you did want to copy it to a card using an external card reader, you would really follow exactly the same procedure, except that you wouldn't need to connect the Victor Reader stream directly to the computer. In my case, the card reader is fitted directly into the desktop, so I can just put the card into the card reader, and that's actually drive E on that computer. So I can just locate the drive and I can copy and paste the firmware directly onto the card in exactly the same way as I just did. I'm going to Alt F4 to close this window down.
Kyan 303 VRC 1115.zip.
And I'm going to press Alt F4 again.
JAWS.
To close it down. I turned off the Victor Reader stream at that point. I'm now going to go ahead and disconnect the Victor Reader stream from the computer. And I'm going to switch on the stream again, and the first thing that's going to happen is it's going to have a look and see if on the root of the card there is a file relative to a firmware update. And if there is, it's going to go ahead and update the firmware.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Update to version 1.1.15. Beginning the update process. Don't power off Victor Reader while updating.